ईश्वरं सचिदानन्द रूपं लसत् कुण्डलङ्गोकुले व्रजमानम् नमामि ईश्वरं सचिदानन्द रूपं लसत् कुण्डलङ्गोकुले व्रजमानम् यशोरवि
Gopya.
shovitam vimarakta dharanme manasya virastam alam lakshalabhaye shovitam vimarakta dharanme manasya virastam alam lakshalabhaye namo deva namo dananta vishnu prasida prabhuruka jalapti magnam namo deva namo dananta vishnu prasida prabhuruka jalapti magnam Padishti Vistyati Dinamatano Grihane Samangakyam Medyakshidritaya Padishti Vistyati Dinamatano Grihane Samangakyam Medyakshidritaya Suveratma Jovatamodevavyadvas Vayamojito bhakti bhajokritosha Suveratma Jovatamodevavyadvas Vayamojito bhakti bhajokritosha Tata prema vaktir sakam vipayaccha Namokshe gaho misti damurareha Tata prema vaktir sakam vipayaccha Namokshe gaho misti damurareha Namaste Sramne Surati Pridamne Svadiyora Rayatta Vishvasyadamne Namaste Sramne Surati Pridamne Svadiyora Rayatta Vishvasyadamne Namo Radhikayaita Jiya Priya Jai Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Subhyam Namo Radhikayaita Jiya Priya Jai Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Subhyam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Namo Radhika, Priya Priya, Namo Nanda Lila, Devaya Tugyam. Namo Radhika, Priya Priya, Jai Radha Namo Radha 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 Radha Jai Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Shila Prabhu Pada. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jai Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radhe. Jai Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtachara Sutasi Simajis Divine Great Sila Ave Charana Ravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine ki jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Prem Sagaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai Navarvip Mayapur Dham ki jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru Shri Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to now talk something about our Kartik Vrata. And please listen and please don't interrupt me, even if you feel very enthusiastic to speak. I would like to read to you verse number 1 from the verse collection Utkalika Valari by Srila Rupa Goswami. This book was written for a very particular purpose. It was written for sadhakas who know the goal of life is Radha and Krishna, but they find themselves unable to reach Radha and Krishna. When we have this feeling that there is our goal, Radha and Krishna, but we are unable to reach them, something should happen. Our heart should melt with eagerness. I know the highest goal, but I have not yet reached it. And also I feel desperate. I have made many attempts, but they are not fulfilled. When a devotee feels this kind of moroseness, this sadness in his heart, the heart will actually come to a condition where it's possible to meet Radha and Krishna. The heart, in other words, will melt. Most of us do something else. We know we have a goal, we don't reach it, and then we say, in order to survive, let me go into the world of distractions so that I'm not, you know, so much suffering. And then we divide our time in time for our enjoyment, and a little time we give to Krishna. That is the most reaction. That's mostly what happens in our life. When we don't reach our goal, we somehow don't. We can't survive if we keep our expectations high, and then we do the expectation low, and we enter into a compromised life, which will unfortunately also not make us very happy, because we know our goal is what it is. So this book is describing. Is written in the mood of a devotee who doesn't do that. He feels, here's my goal, and it's the most beautiful goal, but I have not yet reached it. And he allows himself to feel desperate. By this feeling of despair, Verzweiflung in Deutsch, deep understanding of humility rises. Humility is actually not a good word for dainyam. Dainyam means a feeling of wretchedness. In Deutsch, dass man sich völlig wertlos betrachtet. Wretched. Ne? Well, really understands, my God, there's a serious problem in me. And in such a state, a devotee will be able to just enter a mood which is very dear to Krishna. He will start to ultimately cry. So you must decide in this month of Kartik, will you go the road of compromise? Oh, anyways, it's too high. Let me just live a comfortable life here at Radhakund as much as possible. Count the days until my airplane takes me back to the West. Or will you actually allow yourself to enter into the mood of humility and the feeling of intense separation. So to help us, because it's very difficult to enter into such a mood on our own, Srila Rupa Goswami has written this work, Utkalika Valari. Utkalika means intense eagerness mixed with a certain amount of restlessness. You know, he's so eager that he just feels, he doesn't, you know, he becomes restless. Restless, I don't know if you know what it means. You can't, a restless person doesn't stay at the same place. He has to move, he has to do something. So this intense eagerness mixed with restlessness is the mood in which these prayers are offered. And if you hear these prayers and allow them to touch your heart, you might get a little of this intense longing mixed with restlessness. Would you, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is a little intense. No problem? Let's first hear, Sangeeta, then you make your decision. Prapatya Vrindavana Madhyameka. I don't have this. Krosham Vasavu Kalika Kulatma Udgatayami Jvalata Katoram Bashpasya Mudram Ridimu Ritasya Prapatya Brinda Vanamat Yameka Kroshanasav Udkalika Kulatma Udgatayami Jvalata Katoram Bashpasya Mudram Ridimu Tritasya. I'm intent upon attaining my cherished desire, and that's why I have taken shelter of Vrindavan Dham. I'm all alone and I'm loudly lamenting. I openly display the severe burns branded in my heart by the scorching tears of my separation from Krishna. So just imagine, Rupa Goswami has taken shelter in Vrindavan Dham. He expresses, I've tried so much to make Krishna conscious advancement, but nothing worked. So now, as my last hope, I'm taking shelter in Vrindavan Dham, in Sri Dham Radha Kund. I'm all alone. I'm not with many people. I'm all alone. And I lament very loudly. I'm no longer running away from facing this severe problem. I'm lamenting very loudly, and I openly display the severe burns in my heart, which have come there by the scorching tears of separation. This is very deep. Hot tears. They're tears of happiness, they are cool. They are tears of separation, they are hot. So somehow Rupa Goswami, this is written in his old age, has created a lot of energy. The tears of his separation are hot. And now they have burnt his heart. I come from a family of train people, Eisenbahner. And in the old times we had these locomotives. They had water inside, and then underneath there was coal, and they would heat the water to such a degree that it made some vapor, dampf. And then this, it's called in German, the Kessel der Lokomotive, that's, you know, that, I don't know how to say it in English. It's, you know, when you have the locomotive here, then you have the house here, right, where the driver G is, and then you have a a thing which is shaped a little bit like this, but only it's shorter in front. And underneath there is the coal, underneath the water, and then it becomes so hot that the water molecules expand, and it creates a lot of dampf, a lot of vapor. And this can be used so much strength to bring the locomotive forward. So, my dear devotees, if you want to come forward in your life, you also need to create some energy in your heart. You need to the hot tears of separation, and this creates a pressure in your life which moves you forward to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vrindavan ki jai, and brings you to this place where you have to then enter into a school, the school of eagerness. I will want to read to you the commentary of Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana. He says, this poem melts the hearts, even the stone hearts of people, and it inspires dedication to the service of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. This poem has emanated from the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, the emperor of those whose hearts are entirely afflicted with the moods of separation. May that Rupa Goswami shower mercy upon all of us. You know, it comes from Rupa Goswami's heart, and we hope that this will touch our heart and move us. We had a very nice little disciple meeting at the banks of the Ganga in Haridwar, and I shared something which was in my heart, and although I was very shy as I expressed this, it was a discovery I had made in Krishna consciousness, and I couldn't present it like I always do, gesturing, and the devotees told me it also touched their hearts because it was for my heart for them. So this happens in communication. When someone shares from his heart, it reaches our heart and moves us. So the verses which we are studying this Kartik month will certainly inspire dedication to the service of Sri Sri Radha Govinda in our hearts. Huh? So here is a commentaries. Stava Mala Vibhushana Bhasya, the commentary of Baladev Vidyabhushana. He takes it a little further. With a morose heart, sad heart, and a sense of loneliness, I take shelter of Vrindavan Dham. Grievously weeping, I reveal the open wound in my heart, caused by the hot tears of separation. So he says, indeed, this pitiful condition, pitiful heißt barmherzigkeitserweckende condition of the devotee will ensure that he achieves his desired goal. You have to come to this sadness, this crying actually. It is said in the Smriti, without performing bhakti characterized by ecstatic symptoms such as hair standing on end, a melted heart, and tears, how will the heart be purified of material desire? You have to feel this. Now, I honestly believe that every one of us has this. You know, sometimes we ask ourselves, and I think it's the most important question now. We ask, how will I develop these feelings of eagerness? I'm so gleichgültig. You know, so gleichgültig means, what is the English word for gleichgültig? So dull maybe, or so indifferent, you know, I just don't care. You know, I'm just going about my life without caring very much. But I don't think this is correct. See, I want to ask you the question, when do you want something very much? And the answer is, I told this to the devotees in America, and they were astonished. It's when you feel empty, when you want something very much. Say, if I wouldn't drink water for one day here in this room, I have already drunken 4 liters of water. If I won't drink a drop of water, I would say, Ananda Chaitanya, today in Nirjala. The next day, I would just run to Ananda Chaitanya and say, please, can you give me some water? I would desire so much water that he would say, would you like to eat something? No, water, only water. So only if there is water, only if there is an emptiness, then we are really eager to have something. Now, I believe we all have an emptiness in our heart. It's not something we need to create. But our problem is that we put things into the emptiness to not feel the emptiness. This is called distraction. We distract ourselves with non-Krishna things. No? We have become busy with other things, and in this way, we don't feel the emptiness. You know, I've written a poem, we cry because of, we want Krishna, but we give our tears other names. I need a child. I need a new car. I need a soundproof room. You know, I need a new, a rich basi sari. We give our tears other names. And this is the problem. Therefore, during the months of Karti, I sincerely encourage everyone, even you who are in the internet, or who look at this film, internet, this is not for internet, this is for the film looking devotees, even, you know, do something where you can feel the emptiness. Like, I must tell you very honestly, I have now this impossible number of rounds which I chant every day. And this today, you know, this emptiness came. I was a little tired, but I couldn't, I couldn't have make this program if I would not, if I would sleep. So I needed to stay awake. I couldn't. I mean, it was also not possible. I was resting for a little bit, and then all of a sudden a kirtan explodes. That's good. And then, you know, especially when you're tired and you chant, and it's hot, your mind goes, do you have to do this? Why don't you go to the Radha Kund, take a bath? And you know, it will be bliss, you know, you will meet 1,000 people you can preach to. It's very cooling and refreshing, and it will be, and you can sit in the bank and and everyone will, he will meet everyone, you know, and, you know. But I decided, you know, let me stick it out. Let me stay in this little room and let me face my own emptiness. Let me not divert myself, even with good things. Let me, my vrata is to chant the holy name in a certain way, which I cannot tell you. Well, it's, I can also tell you, but it, maybe at the end of the Kartik vrata. So, and I have to stick this out now. I can't, I have to go through this. I just can't, you know, run away from this work. You know, I have to now praise Krishna. And then when you do it, when you don't put so many things in the emptiness, so many distractions, you will come to a point where you feel truly wretched. You feel, ah, I'm really an absolute beginner in the, on the path of bhakti. And then from this wretchedness, a feeling of humility and comes. And then all of a sudden the spiritual world is open for you. It always works like this. You can not come into the spiritual, in the real spiritual world as a puffed up person who knows it all. It just doesn't work. You will only get some imaginations. You have to come on your knees and on your belly. You have to go like, otherwise you don't have the real spiritual imagination. You have imaginations, but no real spiritual revelation. So it's very important. This is a Rupa Goswami takes us through this school. I mean, he's the Rasa Acharya. I'm all alone. I'm in the Vrindavan down. My heart is burning. I feel absolutely unqualified. I have not obtained anything in my life. I only have a. And the tears in my eyes are burning my heart, and they leave wounds, open wounds, you know. Verbrennungsgrad 3, we say in German language, the burning degree number 1, degree 2. He says degree 3, you know, that's when the heart starts to burn. And that is, as Baladev Vidyabhushana explains, without performing bhakti like this, where there are tears and a melted heart, how will you become purified with material, from material desires? And he says, this condition, you know, pitiful, of the devotee will ensure, will make it sure that he achieves his desired goal. This is one of the secrets of bhakti, and as we go through this beautiful, beautiful prayer, we will hear more about this. So, I wanted to also now read to you something so that you know that it's worthwhile to think of Krishna. Here's a very nice glorification of Radharani, and for this I want to end. Yeah. So, Kundalata comes in the morning to Srimati Radharani in Yavat and says, why don't you come to Nandishvara and cook for Krishna? Radha says, I will not go close to Krishna. Yes, very dangerous. for married women, married angels. Then Kundalata says, well, just take shelter in Sri Hari. The Lord of the world protects the whole universe. He will not give you up. By handing you over to his hands, I will also become free from all anxiety. So Radharani knows who is that Hari. This was actually spoken by Jatila. I'm wrong. Jatila said, this is just go, because she has heard that Mother Yashoda gives a lot of grains to anyone who helps cooking for Krishna. And she wants grains and cows. So Mother Yashoda said, who cooks for my Krishna will get grains and cows. So Yatila is very greedy for grains and cows. Said, you can go take shelter in Sri Hari and then you don't have to be afraid of Krishna. When Radharani hears this, she fell silent and covered up the ocean of laughter which was in her heart. There was an ocean of laughter. She just covers it up. But from the corner of big blue eyes, she sends signals to her friends and they all laugh through the eyes. So then Srimati Radharani walks through Vrindavan. This is something you need to think about. Radha went out of the door and walked through town. And she made the narrow alleys shine like gold and jewels with the reflection of her effulgent body. You know, as she moves through the narrow little streets, the streets shine like gold and jewels from the rays from her effulgent body. Can you just imagine this? There's a little street, and Srimati Radharani moves through the street, and all the street is full, and it glitters like gold and jewels. Can you imagine? Isn't that wonderful? And the nice fragrance of Srimati Radharani pervaded all directions. And now Srimati Radharani knew, I mean, obviously there were people, but she did not want to show her beauty to the people. So she was slightly averse to the people. Averse means, I really don't like that this street is so crowded. I really don't want to go a crowded street. So she lowered her eyes and covered her lotus-like face with a veil that no one would see her. And she remained strictly on one side of the road. And in this way, Radharani, being so absolutely chaste, looked extremely sweet. We know why Radha was moving like this. Because she only wants to please Krishna. But the moment they left the town, Srimati Radharani took off her veil and laughed very loudly with her friends, you know, and talked a little frivolously, like girls talk when they are together. I remember there was one very nice Gurukul girl who then, I was told like this, she's a very nice devotee, but when she is with other devotees, she's very well behaved when she's within the temple, but when she's outside and only with girls, then she says, "Girls, let's do something crazy." And all the girls go, "Yeah." What do we do now? "Okay, let's open our hair." And then they open the hair and do something crazy. No, that's the crazy thing. They're very innocent, isn't it? Very innocent. So when Radharani is something like this, when she's with her Sakhi, she's so shy and only on one side of the road, but when she's with her best girlfriend, she is very open with everyone, and so on. So then her girl companions say, "We are very soon coming to the village of Nandishwara in Braj. Will you be able to satisfy your thirsty eyes?" You all know what that means. Will you be able to look with your eyes at Krishna to your full satisfaction? The girls ask like this. And Radha doesn't answer but blushes. "O fair-faced Radha," says Kundalata, "are you looking a little sad because Krishna Chandra did not yet cross the path of your eyes?" "Oh, Abale, weak girl, you must control yourself for a little while. Soon you will see." So then they speak many of these Braj talks, and then all of a sudden they see a chhatra. It's, you know, there's a tree, and around the tree is a chhatra. It's like a terrace where Krishna sits just before the gate into Nandishwara. Krishna sits there with an anxious heart. He wants to see Radha. He has milked the cows, and after milking the cows, do you know what Krishna does? He wrestles with his boyfriend. So the wrestling is finished, Hogya, and now he wants to see Radharani. And so he waits at the entrance of the town, you know, on this terrace under the tree. It's very nicely described. The earrings, the makara-shaped earrings, look a little bit like dolphins, swing on Krishna's very soft cheeks. A very important description. Somehow they swing, and they teach Krishna's eyes to also swing, but not like this, to the side. They become the teachers of Krishna's eyes. And he pleases all directions with the luster of his golden cloth that is moved around by a slight breeze. You know, there's a slight breeze, and his dhoti just waves a little. And then, I read this morning, and then at the same time, from his body comes waves of bluish beauty. So you see a golden, everything moves, in other words. Krishna's eyebrows move, Krishna's eyes move, Krishna's earrings move, everything moves in Krishna. His cloth move, the waves of his beauty move, and it appears as if these two, the dhoti and the waves of his beauty, are like Yamuna, who is bluish black, and Ganga flowing together and mixing an orchestra of beauty. Together they form a confluence like Prayag, which fulfills the desires of all those who bathe in it. He visited 5 Prayags of Mother Ganga, and now our desires are fulfilled here in Vrindavan. Because when you visit the Prayags, and one gopi says to Krishna, look at Radharani, look at Krishna, your beloved places his left arm on the shoulder of his dear friend Subal. His left arm there. And on the with her right hand he twirls a lotus, a blue toy lotus, to subdue all the gopis. So when Srimati Radhika drank these nectarian words through the cups of her ears and drank the nectar of Krishna's form through the cups of her eyes, she fainted as a result from these 2 types of nectar. She fainted. Ear nectar and eye nectar. Or nectar of Krishna seeing through the ears and drunk through the ears, drunk through the eyes, is so such strong nectar that she fainted. But then Krishna's fragrance from his wonderful body came constantly at her nostrils and revived her. Krishna's fragrance is like the smell from a perfume shop. You know, there are 4 mixtures. Aguru, musk, the scent of a fresh blue lotus flower, and something else which I forgot. Sandalwood, yes, sandalwood. Thank you. So, a guru, I hear this is some wood, a guru wood. Radharani uses this wood to cook for Krishna. A guru, we can imagine there's some fragrant wood. I mean, we from Europe know the wood of the pine trees, Tannenholz, always has a fragrance. So it's something, it is, I don't know how it smells, but it smells very nice and pleasing. Then very subtle fragrance of a lotus flower. And then musk, which is a little bit... Musk has a little punch to it, we could say. And finally, sandalwood, which is again very subtle. So this is the fragrance of Krishna, which went constantly into the nostrils of Srimati Radhika and awakened her from her swoon. Krishna has 2 types of leelas, Bhadra and Subhadra leelas. Bhadra is when he kills the demons, and Subhadra is when he is together with the gopis. Some Goswamis say that no one can understand the Subhadra Leela of Krishna fully because it just resembles so much what is going in this on in this world. Everyone can understand the Bhadra Leela when he removes what is an obstacle to devotional service. So in this Kartik month, we are I'm taking as my spiritual foundation this longing, this wine of intense longing from Srila Rupa Goswami's heart, because when these bhakti can only be performed when the heart melts, only then the material desires and the inauspicious things will be able to move away. And I can only inspire all of you during the month of Kartik to take some nice prayer where the author describes their longings. Prarthana is very good by Rupa, by Narottam Das Thakur. Prarthana, this prayer is very good. Or other prayers which are of in the style of Dainya Bodhika and Lala Samayi, that is feeling oneself low and full of longing. Such type of prayers will melt the heart, and then some good things will happen in your bhakti. I wish you a wonderful Kartik Mass, and I request now that the recording is stopped.